Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. May offers the opportunity to revisit past Texas Parks and Wildlife shows. Alan Fisher, a writer and producer with the series, offers a preview, or maybe that should be review.
May for television usually means reruns. But for Texas Parks and Wildlife television, we like to think of it as a chance to catch up on some things you might have missed. So coming up in May, we have a segment on how to safely transport a shotgun.
The safest way to transport our firearms is in a case, unloaded, with our actions open.
We have a segment on the newest inductee to the Texas Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Charlie Pack of Waco. And we also have a visit to several state parks, Lockhart, Purtis Creek, Choke Canyon.
The sunrise here at Choke Canyon is just extravagant. The birds in the background. It's just all worth getting up early in the morning just to hear and view that.
So what is it that you like about this season in TV time?
You know, I guess I really like being able to see some things again and maybe catch some things I missed the first time. I guess it's also a chance for us to reevaluate and start working on the next round of Texas Parks and Wildlife television shows. We like to get busy shooting in the springtime.
Thanks, Alan. Find a listing of PBS stations that air the series at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for Texas Parks and Wildlife. I'm Cecilia Nasty.